a great many children love to talk about things that a great number of adults find unappealing conversation, especially, you know, bodily functions. A California science teacher has tapped into this and written a series of books about what she calls grossology. Sylvia Branzi uses language that is often relegated to playgrounds to teach youngsters about science and the human body. Now, Ms. Branzi's books have inspired a traveling museum exhibit it is currently showing at the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry in Portland. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Jeff Brady reports.
Entering the grossology exhibit, you first walk through a large mouth. Then you're greeted by Nigel Knows-It-All. He's a big mechanical faucet that talks. Nigel explains what happens when you get a cold. All the while, a large glob of mucus is dripping out of his nose. Nearby is the very popular burp guy. Kids pump soda into his mouth and watch the burpometer as it rises up to gas attack.
Watch out! A thousand pardons.
Just across from the burp guy is a video game called Urine the Game. Get it, urine? It gives kids an opportunity to be a kidney for a few minutes and cleanse the blood of waste. 10-year-old Alexis Gulpin explains how the game works.
When they come at you, some would be like sugar would come and so would sodium, and you tried to get rid of the sodium, but you wouldn't want to get rid of the sugar.
Next door, 11-year-old Kylie Morgan is playing another game called Sniff Sniff.
This little bottle, and then you smell right here, and then you try and guess what it is, what it smells like.
Did you try it already?
Yeah.
And?
It smells bad.
Bad, like underarms, stinky feet, and other things. Passing gas seems to be a major theme of this exhibit. There are two pinball machines called Gas Attack. The ball represents bacteria in the large intestines. The object is to hit targets that represent certain foods. Meat or fat only get you 100 gas points, but beans will get you 4,000.
I can see into the future. I can see a gas attack coming on.
A talking pig sitting on a pile of its own waste cheers kids on as they rack up gas points.
Congratulations! You did it! You got gas! Whoa.
All this impropriety can be amusing, but does it really teach anything? Oregon Museum of Science and Industry educator John Bento thinks so because, he says, the exhibit talks to kids in their language.
Around the schoolyard, you're always talking about, you know, snot and puke and gross things. Kids are learning about the world around them and themselves, and they're interested in just about everything, as unseemly as these bodily functions may seem to those of us who have experienced them for a long time. Kids are just starting to learn them, and it's real interesting. To them.
Bento says the gastrointestinal slide is a good example of kids learning while having fun. They climb up through a mouth, past taste buds, into the throat, and then they slide down the esophagus into the stomach. From there, they crawl through a tunnel representing the intestines and emerge, well, you know where.
And many, many times I see kids coming out saying, "Oh, I'm pooped now." So I think they really do get it.
Grossology, the impolite science of the human body, is currently showing in St. Louis, too. In coming months, the traveling exhibit will be in Liberty, New Jersey, St. Paul, Minnesota, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Chicago. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Brady in Portland, Oregon.